Today is Sunday, May 9th, 2019, and this is the start of an interview with Elizabeth Gitron at her home in Anaheim, California. My name is Luke Reynolds, and I'll be the interviewer. I'm Liz's stepson, and this interview is being done in connection with the idea to the American dream. We'll mostly be talking about Elizabeth's dreams and aspirations throughout her life. So, Liz, what were your dreams as a child?
I wanted to be a singer, a very famous pop star type singer.
Has anything prevented you from reaching your goals?
I was such a fat kid. Like, morbidly obese fat.
How much did you weigh at the age of 16 when your dreams had fallen apart?
I don't know. I tipped the scales at pretty much fifth grade at like almost 200 pounds, and I was only 10 years old, so I don't know how much I weighed at 16.
Wow, impressive.
Thank you.
Moving on. Have your dreams or aspirations changed as you've matured into adulthood after your dreams were crushed by your morbid obesity?
Well, I didn't explain why my dreams were crushed.
Well, why were your dreams crushed?
Oh, because I realized what the competition was, and obviously, like, there's no, you didn't see any fat singers, fat pop stars at when I was 16.
You want to give us a little show time right now? Just show us what's going on, a little preview.
I'd rather not. But anyway.
For the fans.
No, there's no fans. Luke, come on.
Okay. So, have your dreams or aspirations changed as you have matured into adulthood?
They have. When I was 18 and wanting to move out of my parents' home, I realized I couldn't do that just by working at a fast food restaurant or working a little, minimum wage job. I had to find a career, something that was practical and was going to generate real income.
And what was that career that you have chosen?
I just chose nursing. I saw a flyer at a hospital. I was like, huh, that might be for me. I have a diabetic younger brother. I mean, I have some kind of knowledge of what it takes to care for people, that it requires compassion, and I felt that I had that. So I just took a shot in the dark, and turns out I actually loved it. So, but I was thinking, practical first. That was my main goal, like something practical and something attainable, that was going to get me paid.
In your words, what is the American dream?
I think the American dream is having a dream and being able to go after and pursue it just like everybody else in America. Everybody has that same opportunity. You're allowed to pursue what you want.
I completely agree. Do you believe that the American dream is attainable for all Americans?
Yes.
Do you believe, or what do you believe are the most restricting factors that prevent people from achieving their dreams and aspirations?
I think one factor would be financial freedom. A lot of times people don't have the money to go to school to chase after a certain career. Also, their own mentality. Like, a lot of times people that grow up in a impoverished neighborhood grow up thinking that they can't reach, a certain status economically.
Would you say that the American dream is more of an ideology that many Americans have, that is
hard work
and effort to reach their goals? And if somebody does not work hard to achieve their goals, then they are not working towards their American dream. And that the American dream is only attainable through hard work.
Yes.
So would you say that handouts are un-American?
Handouts are un-American.
Like, socialism? Would you say socialism is un-American?
It was definitely un-American.
I completely agree.
That discourages people from that, that removes the incentive for people to work hard and like, okay, we're just going to get a certain amount of pay and I guess my career is going to be chosen and everything's going to be set in place for me. I'll just wait for my paycheck. It doesn't give you incentive to work hard and dream for bigger things. That's why capitalism you know, is what drives, you know, people to work harder, because you get what you earn, and that's limitless.
Liz, I think that you're a genius. You should have studied business.
I agree. I definitely agree. What I wanted to do, actually, before singing was, after singing, what I wanted to do after I discovered that I couldn't become a singer due to my, you know, corpulent figure, was actually earn my MBA. I wanted to study business and go to business school at USC.
I wanted to play for the NBA, too.
I wanted my master's in business.
Well, tomato, tomato.
Anyway.
So, is there an aspect of American society that you believe allows or helps Americans to reach their goals and their American dream?
Being colored? No? Are you kidding me? There's like so many scholarships and resources. The more colored, the better.
That's true. But do you believe that there is an aspect of American society? I don't mean law. I don't mean anything that people are given or anything that people can give. I'm talking about a sort of ideology in the American society. Is there a collective thought that Americans have that allow us to be the greatest nation, to allow us to achieve greatness more than any other nation allows us to?
Yeah, you hear about all these success stories all the time, you know, from rags to riches.
But
we are the land of opportunity because we have, as a nation collectively, you know, this idea that if you work hard, you can have the things that you've always wanted, you know. If there's no limit to how much you can earn, how much you can have, and how much wealth you can accumulate through your work.
All right. This is going to be it. This is the end of the May... What day is it?
It's Sunday, May 19th.
This is the end of the Sunday, May 19th, 2019 interview with Elizabeth Gitron. The interviewer was Luke Reynolds.